president already addressed this issue during his presidential media chat and during his keynote address at a conference that was held on human security, peace and development to mark the centenary anniversary of Nigeria. And on both occasions, he restated his administration's commitment to continuing to ensure peace and security in Nigeria and within the sub-region. And, you know, the issues that came up in his presentation are as follows. One, President Jonathan made it clear that the door is still open for dialogue with the Boko Haram elements to encourage them to embrace the path of dialogue and peace. Two, he also made it clear that the government, in terms of the military option and its commitment to ensuring the security of lives and property, government will continue to explore that option and continue to do its very best to ensure that lives and properties are protected. The third leg was that the president also made it clear that he looks forward to the continuation of the collaboration with both Nigeria's neighbors and the international community in general, in terms of the exchange of intelligence, in terms of partnership, to address this challenge of terror. To the extent that terrorism is not a local problem, it is a global problem, and it requires concerted action on the part of the international community to deal with it. The fourth leg of it, of his submission, is that the administration will also continue to work on other options, such as measures as promoting social inclusion, education, empowerment, work creation, job creation, to reduce the army of young people who are available as cannon fodder, as foot soldiers for terrorism. So these are the various levels in which, you know, that commitment has been expressed. Government has been working in all of these directions before now. What, you know, the president spoke about is intensification of the efforts and also a reassurance of the public. What is happening now, what looks like a resurgence of terrorism in a section of the north, is not something that government cannot surmount. Significant progress has already been made 2 years ago. Then the state of emergency was introduced, it was renewed, and government was able to suppress the terrorists, the insurgents, but there is clear optimism that what is happening now also will not last, because what has been done also is to scale up activities on many fronts.
Now, Mr. Abati, let me ask you, the president recently reshuffled the security sector. What is the rationale behind it? Others are speculating that it's because of the Boko Haram insurgency, and that is why the president decided to have his reshuffling of the security sector.
No, a number of commentators have tried to make that connection, but I can tell you that that is not the case. If you look at the list of persons who were retired, who were asked to step aside, the former service chiefs, at least two of them were due for retirement. The chief of defense staff was due for retirement. I think maybe the chief of naval staff also was also going to be due for retirement in a short while. So the president then, you know, on the basis of that, just decided to appoint new person. If the chief of army staff had been retained, he would have been the most senior, but by the principle of rotation, it was now the turn of the Air Force to produce the new chief of defense staff. So it has nothing to do with their performance, and we made that very clear in the clarification that followed the announcement of the new appointment. And the president indeed even congratulated the former service chiefs for their contributions and thanked them and wished them well. And even promised that they may still be called upon to serve their country in other capacities. So it was not a comment on their performance. It was just that, you know, two of them were due for retirement and there was, you know, a need to just, you know, appoint new person and then go forward. This is just pure, you know, administrative process.
Some opponents of President Jonathan have criticized him for not being able. What they said is his failure to protect life and property following the apparent upsurge of violence carried out by Boko Haram and other armed groups in the country. How do you react to such criticisms?
Well, such criticism is to be expected. I mean, the same persons were in this country when the Boko Haram used to strike in virtually every part of the north every Sunday. They were also in this country when that was reduced and the armed forces succeeded in flushing out the Boko Haram from their strongholds and state of emergency was declared and even ordinary people took ownership of the security initiative. What has happened now is restricted to just a section of Borno State, and government has again stepped up its response. So those who are criticizing, they do so oftentimes for partisan reasons. But the issue of security, national security, is not something with which people should play politics. I think the commitment of everyone should be to see that the responsibility of ensuring national security is a collective one, and that government also desires support from every Nigerian, whatever may be their political affiliation.
What is the commitment or assurances that the government will give Nigerians about protecting life and property?
Well, it is important to know that it is this same government that has succeeded in reducing the level of the aggression of the Boko Haram. And that this government, when you look at the history, people must take a historical view of it, of the attacks by the Boko Haram. It will be very easy to see that a lot indeed has been achieved. And that capacity is still there. And with the cooperation of the neighboring countries, I have no doubts whatsoever that the administration will get to the end of the matter.